tension to it, and there's no strain in it, just to, so that we don't reduce it to a means to an end, whatever we do. And that's a reversal of ordinary consciousness. And that begins, for example, with when you walk from here to another building, or when you go for a walk in nature. You walk from here to your room, or you walk from here to the door, or even in your room, for you walk to the door, into the bathroom, and so on. There's a step. Walking implies a sequence of steps. And usually when people walk, even in that little, seemingly simple activity, mentally they're where they want to get. So there's already the projection. So you're being pulled away by future. And you're always running after the next thing where the mind has projected itself. And there's another way. To simply be with at the step you're taking at this moment. Now, at first, it's a strange way to become aware of yourself walking. You don't have to call it a meditation, although there is such a thing as walking meditation. They do it even more slowly. You can do that, but just ordinary walking. It may well be, yes, that you walk more slowly than you would normally do, a bit more, because normally you're, okay. So you just simply awareness in each step. And it's always one. You can only take one step at a time, ever. So even to say each step is not right, because there is not each step, there's only the one you're taking at this moment, ever, in life. And to become aware of that one step, that something happens then, and we could call that quality. And that's very hard to define. That word came to me many, many years ago. I saw a Buddhist monk who lived in presence, and he was walking up and down, and he said, oh, I can see there's so much quality in his walking. Ordinary consciousness is concerned with quantity. And the entire civilization is concerned with quantity. More. We need more. Quality is rare. Okay, because the next moment is what matters. You've got conveyor belts churning out things. And quality implies full attention. And then there's also peace that comes with each step. Yes, as you practice walking in that way, you may find yourself walking a little bit more slowly than you would normally do. It's normal. And then you realize it does not really depend on speed. Once you are able to bring presence into the one step you're taking at this moment, the speed doesn't matter. It doesn't matter when the steps, it's always one step. And if you have to run, which may occasionally happen, you may have to catch a train and you're late, and you have to run, then you see, you feel the enormous energy of that moment as a joyful movement without the pull of, I need to catch that train. No, I'm just running. It's beautiful and there's high energy. Or you can, well, let's stay with walking for a while before you do something else. You will be amazed how peaceful it is to be aware of the step that you take at this moment. And then you walk also in nature out there. And then you learn to have some awareness there and some awareness in other sense perceptions. The walking can keep you present with each step. And you look around. And there you have another teacher this weekend, which is called nature. Because nature is present in the now, one with life. Everything in nature is one with life. And so you bring awareness to nature as you walk around. Now, nature that surrounds us here is of a particular kind. Some forms of nature are overwhelming, huge, gigantic mountains, raging streams, or the seashore with gigantic waves and a storm coming in. And sometimes nature can be so overpowering and overwhelming that it sweeps away your thinking. You can't think anymore. It's so gigantic that it sweeps away your thoughts. And it forces you somewhere, especially if there's some danger involved, you're at a precipice and it's stormy and the gigantic mountains there and clouds coming this way, and the mind stops. Wow. And there's an enormous sense of aliveness suddenly. So occasionally it can happen that nature forces you into presence.